Jared Milo. Jared, how about this Big 12 championship? How's it feel?
Feels good. It's been a long time since 2003, I believe, since we won the Big 12 championship. So for us to go out there and, you know, win the Big 12 championship tonight is big for us. You know, it just keeps getting bigger for our program. And, you know, we felt we deserved it. Worked real hard for it. So feels good. Going to enjoy it.
Talk about settling down in that second half. Defense, Texas had a lot of speed on the field, but you guys seemed to contain that, especially after you guys got the lead once again.
We started out kind of slow the first half. Went in the second half, made some good corrections. You know, Coach Hayes and the coaching staff does a good job of making corrections. Came in after halftime, settled down, and made some good plays out there.
Was it hard coming back from the Baylor loss?
I think it was just more fuel to our fire, to be honest. We had a lot of guys that was angry in the locker room. Like I said, we have a lot of seniors out there, a lot of guys that was willing to give it up. So, I mean, we looked past it and just knew that we had to gain more from it.
What was the most exciting thing about tonight, I think?
Being out there, all the fans, you know, giving it up for our teammates. You know, everybody fights so hard each and every day. And to be able to, you know, to be named Big 12 champions, it's just the best thing that could happen to us.
Jarrell Childs.
We're prepared for anybody we play. We have great coaches that's going to put us in great situations, so we'll be prepared.
How'd the attitude adjustment go from the loss to a bye, or not a bye, but having to get to this point again, getting yourself back? Take us through that progression as a player.
I mean, obviously we were very upset. Obviously we didn't want to feel what we felt that day again. So, I mean, the next day at practice, all the seniors stood up. We said we can't take this. And we, since that day forward, we started practicing as hard as we could because we wanted to win this Big 12.
Talk about what it's like to turn around from freshman year to senior year to just it was tough going into Coach Snyder's first year this year.
I mean, it was very tough. Obviously, from where we came from, I was here with Prince, so where we came from, obviously never imagined me winning the Big 12 championship. But, I mean, it's a great feeling that we finally did it.
Coach ever talk about the way they went through the 2003 season and winning the championship that year? Did he ever relate those experiences with you?
No, not at all. He never talked to us about it. He told us that we could be the second team to do it. So, I mean, that was pretty much our motivation.
Has that been something that he's done with you guys anyway? It's just as he goes along, maybe he does tell you about some things in the past, but it still lets you guys kind of be your own team?
Yeah, he obviously brings up the past. He tells us past stories or whatever, but we are our own team, and he tells us that we can be as good as we want to be.
Me, Shaq Williams.
The feeling after this game?
It felt good. It means a lot to us. Coming out of the Big 12 champ, know we had a lot in front of us, and we knew we couldn't let this slip away from us. We had a great opportunity in front of us. We took advantage of it.
Was there nervousness, pressure entering this game, knowing that you had to come out and win this?
A little bit, but, you know, we've been through it before, you know what I'm saying? We fell down and on Baylor, and we knew we had to bounce back. We had 2 weeks to prepare, and we prepared well, and it showed on the field this tonight.
And when you guys got into the locker room, what was it like? Was it chaos?
Yes, it was. It was crazy. Everybody excited, even Coach Knight excited. I seen the smile on his face, so you don't see that much. So it was crazy. I loved every minute of it, and I'm gonna cherish every moment. It's my senior year, and I have to.
they got the interception in the end zone, and then bang, 70-yard play right down to the 10. But you guys pushing back and holding to a field goal. That was a pretty big momentum change.
Yeah, it was. We knew we couldn't let that momentum get to us, you know what I'm saying? We knew they were going to make big plays, and they did make big plays at the time.
Braden Wilson.
Are you asking, like, what part of the game?
Game or celebration, like, either way.
The celebration was probably my favorite part about tonight. You know, going through the field with I don't know how many fans were down on the field, but that was really cool. That was one experience I'll never forget. The locker room, everybody was getting wild. Everybody was just enjoying this big win.
Growing up as a Kansas kid and being a K-State fan, does this mean something extra special to you?
It means a lot. You know, it's really kind of hard to explain to somebody outside the state of Kansas, you know, how much it really means. But everybody from around the area knows the feeling. You know, they're feeling it too. And, you know, being able to have the privilege to play in this game. Is something else. You know, it's, like I said, it's hard to explain.
Was it hard to bounce back from the Baylor game at all, or was that even in your minds here?
We were extremely upset about that, but you know, we bounced back. You know, we gave it a about a week to, you know, mope around about that one. And then we knew the only thing we could do from there was just pick ourselves back up and beat Texas.
What was working for the offense during the second half better than the first?
I don't know one thing in particular, whether it was a pass or the run more so. Everything was just clicking. You know, and we've done that. We've done that a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. Kind of struggled in the first half and came back out the second half. Everything clicking. Just running smooth. The run game starts running very well, so the pass game feeds off that.
Tyler Lockett.
Running the ball, we knew that we can do great on that play, and fortunately it all worked out for us at the end.
It did seem like leading up to the Baylor game, you guys were more about everything was internal motivation, not paying attention to other teams and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Leading up to this game, guys were more open and said, we know we're playing for a Big 12 championship. Yeah. Did it help being more open in that regard? I mean, did guys seem to play a little looser knowing that they could just talk about it and go play?
I think what really helped us out was just the fact that it was senior night. You know, we said we wanted to do this for the seniors. You know, we don't want any seniors to lose on their senior night. So we just went out there and we played for each other, you know. Especially we knew that even though we missed a chance with the national championship, we still have a chance to do something Kansas State has never done, which is win 12 games. So we had to start out with this game, and fortunately we won. So now we got to prepare for the next game.
Do you think Colin helped his chances for the Heisman today?
Yes, sir. I think Colin did really great. So I think he's going to win Heisman, but we'll just have to watch TV and see.
I know you guys, your primary goal was to win tonight. But is that kind of in the back of everybody's mind that Colin is so close and that you needed to win to help him?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, we wanted to win, like I said, to bring out the seniors last game, home game with a win. But also we wanted to go out here and do it for Colin and do it for Arthur, those people who are up there with those big awards. And we wanted to do it as a team to be able to help him, because he's going to be the first person, if he wins in Kansas State history, to win a Heisman. So we just wanted to go out there and really help him and boost his chances of winning it.
What was your thought when folks started rushing the field?
Oh, I don't know. It was awesome. You know, I couldn't really think at the moment. We was having fun, dumped the water on Coach Snyder. So, you know, we really enjoyed it because, you know, things like this don't really happen. So, you know, we just enjoyed it. We embraced the moment, and we get to say that we're actually Big 12 champions.
Coach Snyder say anything when the water hit him?
No, sir. He was shocked just as we were. So.
You going to try that again someday?
Who knows? He might be ready for it this next time.
Had you been to the festival before for any K-State games at all?
No, sir. I don't think I have.
Justin Tugon.
We're just so excited for the opportunity. I'm so proud of everyone out there. I love all those guys. It's just amazing how see what hard work does, how hard work pays off.
Being a senior, what was that moment like when you got your name called, everyone, you know, yelled your name and you went out to your family? What was that moment like for you tonight?
It's a great feeling. I was only here for 2 years since I came out of junior college, but I feel that I'm real close to this program. I'm real close to the fan base, and have my parents on the field. It just felt amazing just to have everyone just recognizing me for the accomplishments of graduating and playing my senior year here, so it just felt great.
Your dad played in the Super Bowl, and so now he sees you win a conference championship. I know that has to do him doubly proud.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I haven't talked to him yet, but I'm sure he's excited about it.
Have you ever played on a stage this big, knowing that you guys had to win the conference?
No, I haven't, but it was a great feeling because we knew that it was up to us. We like that. We like to be in a driver's seat. We don't want anything else to be decided by somebody else. You like to be in control. So it played out really well, and we took care of business today.
Nervous? I mean, what's it like before the game knowing that you got to square up and just go out there and win?
No nerves. We were ready to go out and play. We had an extra week to prepare, and coming off the Baylor loss, we knew we wanted to go out there and show the world that we could play. We had a bad game that week, but we wanted to show the world what we had accomplished all year long wasn't a fluke, and we were ready to play.
And finally, what was that scene like in the locker room after you guys got in there and finally away from the field and everything?
Just nothing but joy. Everyone smiles all around, everybody hugging. It's a great feeling. You can never duplicate it.
John Hubert.
It was a great game. Lion did a great job creating good holes. And, you know, like Coach Demo always said, come to this game, just run hard and, you know, lower your pads. And that's what I did. And it's just a great feeling, great win tonight.
What was it like to have that performance on this stage, knowing that you guys had to come out and win to win the ship?
Big play. When it come down to it and it's the game on the line. It's a big game. You know, you need somebody to step up, and I want to be the guy to step up and help out my team with a victory. And I just did it for my teammates, for the seniors, and And just like I said, just tip my hats off to all the seniors. You know, we worked hard to get here, and you know, we're just excited and proud.
What's this feeling like, knowing that you guys are Big 12 champions, and you know, all the hard work's done? What's this feeling like?
It's a great feeling. This is one of our goals coming in this season, and you know, we reached that, and you know, we plan in the BCS bowl game. It's another one, and you know, we just got to go out and just get one more win, got one more game, whoever that might be. We just got to go out and play our best, and you know, just get that 12th win.
When you guys were in the locker room after the game, what was that scene like? Could you describe that at all?
So it was enthusiasm and celebration and just happiness, and you know, just a lot of words that I can't express. You know, that's how, you know, loud and fun the locker room was. And you know, it's my fourth year here, and I never seen a locker room that, you know, that excited, other than the Oklahoma game. But you know, that was a pretty good feeling to go in and just, you know, everybody greeting each other and smiling and stuff.
Colin Klein.
How's everybody doing?
How are you doing?
All right. You doing well.
Talk about it, man. How's it feel? Finally.
It's tremendous. Again, it's, you know, it sounds like a simple thing, but it's just been amazing how, you know, Coach Snyder's always talking about improving, and every team I've been on every single year and that we've had here in the last couple of years has gotten better every year, and obviously we got one more than we did last year. And again, it feels great. It's still just absorbing almost a little bit right now, but again, just so grateful that God's given me this opportunity and brought me to this place and allowed me to contribute and, again, just be a part of a great team.
Talk about winning the championship at home in front of these fans.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's our fans are awesome. Here on the road, doesn't matter. And they really obviously came out tonight, just like every other game. So it was great to get it at home.
Your final touchdown was a 55-yarder play action to Tyler. Can you walk us through that and how special that moment was?
Well, again, it was a great call. We had kind of set it up with some of the things we've been doing, and ran a good route and got a lot of, you know, good action out of Braden and John, you know, with the fake, and Tyler did a good job. He was so open, I didn't want to miss him.
Was that among the loudest moments you've heard in the stadium?
I think that KSU was darn near probably one of the loudest I've ever heard, and I loved it.
What was the locker room like?
Amazing. From where this group has come, from what we've gone through, from the work and the preparation that has led up to this time, straight down the list. I mean, you can go right down the roster, and every single person has contributed and bought in. And, you know, when a bunch of guys do that, it's amazing what happens. And to be able to share that and be together is what you want.
Colin, you thinking about the Heisman this week?
I'm just reeling and absorbing. Again, tonight's all about, again, our team and what we were able to accomplish tonight. And again, Texas didn't give it to us easily. I mean, they did a great job. And I have ultimate respect for Coach Brown and all those players and coaches over there. And again, it was great and just absorbing it.
The last second campaign speeches?
No, again, tonight's about K-State family, and that's the most important thing.
Speaking of Texas, you kind of made your announcement on the stage 2 years ago against these guys. Now you win the Big 12 championship.
It's a pretty funny thought that, you know, about this time of year, two or whatever years ago. But again, it was a team effort then. It was a team effort now, and I'm just so blessed to be a part of it.
You talk about two bouncing back from the disappointment of 2 weeks ago. Right. And that's not easy to come back and play.
No doubt. And I was so proud of our guys for jumping back on the horse, and even especially offensively when we couldn't, you know, establish anything early. I turned the ball over, which irritates me still to no end, especially going in. And just, you know, I was just proud that we were able to hang together and fight through and finally gain that push to get us over the hump. So. And a credit to all three phases.
How much of the second half of this game complement your season?
It was great to finish. We've been talking finish all week, and Coach Snyder's talked from finishing everything that we do from the very beginning.
BJ Finney.
Where you started feeling good, started smiling maybe a little bit?
It was the second to last touchdown. Mm-hmm. We knew that going into that last drive, we had to put it away. We had to put a drive together and put it in the end zone to wrap the game up and then just continue to execute our game plan. So after we were up on them by 35-17, it really hit me that we could pull this off.
How loud was the stadium among the loudest you've ever heard when Colin hit Tyler on that 55-yard touchdown?
Absolutely. The place just went electric. I mean, it was pure pandemonium in my ears. Like, I couldn't tell what was going on.
Kansas guy, you've heard about the 98 Nebraska game, the 2000 Nebraska game here, some of the big ones. Do you understand what K-State is all about now with these big experiencing a big game like this?
I wouldn't necessarily say K-State's all about that. I would say that K-State's all about, you know, being a family and really growing together. I wouldn't say that the big games would define us. There's something more to us than that.
How special was it getting 11 wins on senior night? No K-State teams won more.
It's an amazing feeling, but the thing, we got to 11 wins by a lot of hard work and Coach Snyder keeping us disciplined, keeping us focused, and just keep rowing the boat. We can't forget how we got here.
And all Braden just said was that you guys still have a lot of work to do.
We do. We still have a lot of work to do. We got one more. We still got a month.
Can you compare the feeling tonight with the feeling from a couple of weeks ago?
Other than being about 10,000 times better. Baylor played a great game. They had a great game plan. They executed very, very well. And we weren't ready to play. We didn't execute well. We didn't have things fall our way. So tonight, we knew we had to take it upon ourselves to go out and execute our game plan. And it wasn't how Texas performed. It was how we performed and how we executed. So, hats off to Texas. They're a great football team. They played a great game. But the guys just, Kansas State executed better and wanted it more.
Tell me about the feeling on the field with, 40,000 fans down there, all chanting and cheering and, seeing the captains up there raising that trophy.
Well, when they originally rushed the field, it was great for about the first 3 minutes, and then it got really tiring because you just got done playing a ball game. You're like, all right, let me out of here. But our fans are great. Love them to death. They're the best in the nation, no doubt about it in my mind. And when we got up on the podium to present the trophy to the team and to K-State Nation, it really sank in when I held it for the first time that we are Big 12 champs and we had put a successful season together.
What were Colin's emotions like in this one?
He was calling. It was another game. He was focused on what he had to do. He knew exactly what he had to do and how to do it, and he just wanted to go out and get the win.
In the locker room before the game, did he address the team or say anything to you, or you guys talk?
Nope, it was the same game pre-game routine. Everything's worked up to this point. Don't switch it now.
after all the hard work you put in this year, what was it like for you to get up on that stage and be able to look down on everybody?
It was amazing, but we can't forget how we got there. We got a lot of work still left to do this season, and we got a lot of work going into next season to do. So the feeling's great. Being a Big 12 champ, but that all ends when January 1 rolls around. So, we're the 2012 Big 12 champs, not the 2013. So we got to repeat. We got a lot of hard work to do if we want to get there.
BJ, you've had some championships and some other sports in high school, football and wrestling. What's this like compared to those?
It feels amazing.
Yeah.
High school was great. We did win some championships. That I was fortunate to be a part of, and the feeling was great then. But this one blows them all away, just because of the level of competition and the amount of work that went into it. I'm not taking anything away from my high school teams because we did do a lot of hard work. But just being up here, being a Big 12 champ blows everything else out of the water.
You gotta like the opportunity of playing in a BCS Bowl. I know Fiesta Bowl. That's gotta be pretty exciting.
It is. It's very exciting, but we can't get too carried away in that. We gotta focus on how we got there. We gotta focus on who we're gonna play, which I have no idea. And we gotta go out and we gotta execute our game plan. We gotta prepare for them.